knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Wow, I feel nice. A sugar and spice.
Oh, I feel nice like sugar and spice, and that's because I'm getting ready to talk to my good buddy Steve Marrera, the incoming president for the CCIM Institute, and my good buddy Frank Rodriguez, who is the president of the Miami CCIM chapter. Guys, welcome to the show.
How are you, Jim? Good to speak to you tonight. How's things down in Miami?
Hot and sweaty. How are things in Orlando?
Well, they're just delightful after that four-hour ride from your neck of the woods yesterday.
Hey, listen, Frank, how you doing out there?
I'm good. Delightful. We're used to this summer weather, and we don't complain. I don't consider it muggy. For me, it's, completely nicely and dry.
Yeah, spoken like the king of Little Havana that you are. Now, let's talk a little bit about CCIM, guys. You know, Steve, you're the incoming president, and golly, Frank, you're here, the president now for over a year here in Miami. What is the value add that CCIM brings to the members? Let's start with Steve, and then we're going to go to Frank, because I think Steve may even use you as an example, Frank.
So the first value add would definitely be the real-world education. When you take a CCIM class, you're in a classroom with somebody that's done the deal, knows the deal, maybe a developer, maybe somebody that's brokered millions or sometimes even billions of dollars of real estate, and they still have all of the nuances of a college professor. We have a fantastic cadre of instructors at CCIM. You add that up with one of the best technology offerings in the country in our site to do business, CCIM Tech, and you really have a great combination for both folks that are in the business to learn and folks that are new to the business to learn. And when you follow that up and you get your designation, you become part of a network of 13,800 folks around the country that are doing deals in every market. Several hundred billion dollars a year our membership does, totally. And so you've got networking, education, and technology to the max to make you successful in the commercial real estate industry. Whether you've been in it a long time, it can only make you better. Or if you're new and you want to learn it.
You know, and I want to follow up just a second on new if you want to learn, because you guys have, I don't know what your technical term is, but I know you have alliances and are building bridges with universities across the country and also other trade groups. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we've got a university alliance program in basically 50-plus universities at this time all around the country, and we share our content with the professors in most of those universities and their master's programs, and we connect with students. And then we also provide, once a student is involved with us, part of our databases, an ESRI, which is one of the leading GIS global information systems in the world. And we share that database and let the students use it. And if you're in a master's program, you can basically test out and get credit for three of our classes. So you only have to take one within the CCIM network and then take a test and have the necessary experience in commercial real estate. So rather than going through 200 hours of education with us, you could take basically almost three quarters of it in your master's program and then segue right into an actual live network that's doing the business.
Wow.
That's our University Alliance program in a nutshell.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, Frank, I know that you're the local president, that when you took office, you were really talking about making sure that there were good givebacks to your local chapter and that you wanted to try some new ideas. I know that you had to build some consensus early on there in your presidency, but what are some of the programs that you found to really be value adds that you're able to give to your team here locally at CCIM?
I think that, great point. I think that the first item that we should mention is tracking back on the University Alliance.
Okay.
And locally here we have University of Miami, is part of the program, and also Florida International University. We have an ever-growing closer relationship with FIU, and it's one of the member benefits that before the person becomes a designee and they're a candidate and just a member, they really start to get an idea of how our network works and how the exchanges occur. And it's all about giving the members not just the PIN and the designation, but what do you do with that PIN after you've received it? And really what we do with it is exchange and network and create more business. And with the University Alliance, we've been really able to have a closer relationship whereby we're having events at the university, whereby students are being invited to our CCIM group early on so that they can get a feel, so that they can get in leadership, and that they can give back, you know, to our organization. Give back and receive, right? And the receive is the transactions and the education that they get that they can impart to the general community. One of the other initiatives that we've done is actually being on your radio show. That's a big initiative that we started early on in the year, and we thought that it was a way of featuring a member a month on your show and allowing them to then repurpose that onto their websites, onto their Twitters, their Facebooks, so that the community understands from a very concise point of view what that CCIM member does, what his expertise, be it retail or be it multifamily or be it office, like you were speaking to the gentleman before, that person understands the fundamentals to get the deals done and reduce that risk factor when they're out there in the market, be it for the lenders or the clients or whoever they're representing, because CCIMs represent a wide cross spectrum.
Well, you know, and Frank, I want to thank you so much for that positive discussion about our relationship with the CCIMs here on the show. And I want to turn back to Steve. Steve, you talked about technology. Frank mentioned technology. He talked about Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. He talked about how he's created a way for his local CCIMs to create content that shows that they're the expert in the field and then to promote themselves. So is CCIM National going forward going to have additional technology of social media and ability to brand and market yourself as a CCIM and as also an individual expert?
So we look at technology a couple of different ways, Jim. First of all, social media. This show went out. I don't know how many of our Twitter followers are on there, but we have 16,000 Twitter followers. So hello, Twitter followers from CCIM. This went out this afternoon from Rich Rosfelder, our very capable director of marketing.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you, Rich.
We use social media, but where real technology is going in real estate that's changing the world is what's really happening with mapping and our technology offering once you're a member of the institute and you're involved, especially if you're doing retail or everything is logistics today. You know, the industrial warehouses of the world have now become retail houses when you think about Amazon and when you think about how all of that business is done on the internet and has to sit somewhere. So it's a changing landscape in real estate itself, and it's really running literally from the sky, from the satellites, and what's happening with GIS product and mapping, and the world is basically running on technology, and it's moving to wireless and total connectivity. Folks are really just using an iPad today or a phone to do the majority of their business and get the majority of their information. So technology and real estate are one hand in hand today, whether you're managing property or selling property or just trying to understand what's going on in your own neighborhood or where your goods come from. So well, we do a pretty concise program in the CCIM program, and we're always working on new technology and evolving. And, of course, with that comes problems like everything else and change, but we believe we're at the forefront of technology at CCIM Institute with our partnerships with ESRI and Xceligent, two very fine companies.
Steve, I gotta ask you to take a break for a minute. Can you guys stay with me and do another segment, please?
Absolutely. Sure.
Okay, because I want to definitely talk about a couple things you brought up. I want to talk about how it's a mentorship business and how CCIM provides mentorships. And I also want to also drill down a little more on that coding and technology you were talking about, because it sounds to me like some of the young people coming in could mentor me on that. So, guys, stick with us. We'll talk about more value adds with CCIM. Maybe we'll even find some time to talk about the real estate markets, U.S. and in Little Havana, Frank specialty. But right now, I got to serve it up to our sponsors. D, take it away.